On the break, new music from the Playing Shadows with Release Me and John Dartnell with Grape Juice Wins Again. You can learn more about both those artists at deucemusic.com. Deucemusic.com. All right, let's. Last time we did Scambusters, Pip, you were awful.
I was awful?
You were awful.
Oh, yeah, with my choices. Yeah.
As much like life.
Well, you know what? I'm going to give it a shot.
As well you should.
Okay. Now, of course, we always have, and I've been not doing well with this because we've been getting a lot of things that Anne's given you, other people speaking. So,
I can't hold you responsible for Mr. Davin.
No, Mr. Davin, some...
Well, that's a given. That's a, you know.
Yeah, that's true. You know, Mr. Davin is, if it's coming from her point of view, and if it's coming from other people's point of view, there's not much I can do. But our first category is, of course, Mr. Davin. Our second category is mess media.
Back to that one.
Yeah, and our third category is big shit.
Big shit.
I'm in a big shit.
Oh, I thought I'd have to take a big shit.
Uses it. I'm trying it.
All right, that's good.
What do you think, Joe?
Okay, Mr. Davins. I'm going to go with 4.
Okay.
Okay, I'm sorry. What was the...
Mess media.
Mess media. I'm not going to go with that.
Okay, you say no.
And big shit. For shit and giggles, I go with 1.
I see what you did there.
Really? Yeah. Big shit and giggles there. That we did there.
Yeah.
So because we haven't had a lot from her point of view lately, I'm going to say... to Mr. Davins... I'm going to say 1 mess media and 1 big shit. Now, Joe's girl says, to Mr. Davins, no mess media and no big shit. Well, she's just holding it in. All right. We're ready.
Who's Tom tonight?
I don't know. I think he's playing with Bella.
No, the
doggy.
The puppy.
Whose tail is that?
The tail has to be pulled. The face has to be pulled. Continue.
And we just learn Joe's fucking move to get laid.
That's the play, huh? All right.
Pulls a tail. You're like a junior Trump. You're pulling tails. You're kissing faces.
Yeah, but he's getting tail. That's the point.
As long as they consent, it's perfectly fine. But if they don't, then you're ready to run for office.
God.
It's really coming down to like how many fucking people have you abused before we elect you?
Really, it's like, look. Do we have to put you in the Scientology booth and have you hold the cans and tell us how many
holding the cans is what gets you into this?
That's what it is. What gets you in trouble? It's like, do you have to, you know, how can you just spill it out and let us know all the people that you've touched and raped and pillaged before we market you? Could you?
Back in like 2000, when did we start the show? 12, 13?
God, wow. I don't remember.
We've been at this a while.
One of our first
13. God, I can't remember
more than that.
I don't know.
2012. One of our
yes, 2012.
One of our first shows together. Joe had something. We go, you can't screw the children.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah. No, it's basically because
still
when
holds true, by the way.
Yes,
but how does that meeting when the teachers screw the kids? How does that work? You come in, hey Jim, sit down. Good, have a good.
Well, I'll tell you how it works.
Yeah.
Well, the judge did it. Why can't I?
No, but it's like you sit down. It's like, how's Susan? Good, 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 good. Had the golf? Good. Bill, you can't fuck the children. You can no. You can teach them. You can suspend them, but you can't fuck them. Okay. How does that go?
But the judge can.
Yeah. the judge will be happy to. Meet him at the mall.
Oh, really?
Fucking get out of a mall. Fucking guy in his 30s. What a piece of shit.
You
what?
Got banned from a mall.
They want you there. The mall wants people there. You got to be a really shitty motherfucker to get you
right. What banned. Shit did you pull that you got banned from a mall?
I mean, this guy's a fucking predator.
And it was the DA.
Listen, all I can tell you is this. West Virginia is monitoring this situation going, thank you, Alabama.
Right.
Yeah.
Think about this. Right. Do you like to hang, as an adult, do you like to hang out at the mall?
Do I like to hang out at the mall?
Do you like to go to the mall and hang out and walk around?
No, there's a couch that has my name on
exactly.
it.
Exactly. Every guy thinks that.
Well, here's the
no
difference.
Guy goes to the mall unless they have to.
Well, no. Here's the difference. I'm not going to the mall to pick up chicks. I'm not 15.
Right, exactly.
Yeah, yeah. He's going to pick up chicks.
Exactly.
Who
but
are
still,
15?
But
who are
15? Still, I'm going to the mall. Why are you going to the mall? You got to buy something? No. The only time I go to the mall is to shop for a present.
But that That's girl it. From Cinnabon's really hot, and I think she likes me.
Yeah. I didn't even like to go into the mall when I was like 15, 16, 17.
Oh, I like going then. Back then, you know, you would take the bus to the mall because we didn't have license.
Right.
And you would fucking spend a Friday night or a Saturday night just walking
laps.
Walking
around the
walking
mall.
Walking around stupid
we used
laps.
To hang out in the woods, drink whiskey. But that was us.
Wait. Paramus Park?
Garden State Plaza.
All right.
But, you know, you walk around, then you see another pack of girls, you know, pack of girls walking. So yep. You try to walk. Maybe you meet up and talk. Maybe the guy, the smooth guy from your group talks to the smooth girl. Maybe shit happened. I'll tell you what, I never got anything from a mall. I almost got in a fight from the mall because my girlfriend at the time was trying to make me fucking jealous. So I almost got kicked out of the mall. So I almost made a scene in the mall.
Could have been a senator.
My misspent youth. My parents should have told me be worse.
I could have been a contender.
Nah, I was too young to be a senator then, Joe. It's only now I should go back to the malls and go, listen, girls, you don't like it, I don't like it, but I'm running for office.
Maybe by the food
here.
Court.
Come over here so I can paw one of you.
Who does that? I'm gonna buy you a new Dokken album at Sam Goody. If
Dokken? Oh, God. How old are you, Dokken?
I'm talking about when this guy was trolling the mall.
Okay, all right. Going, who's Dokken? Even Dokken's going, who's Dokken?
I'm talking, this was his move.
They don't remember.
The
They don't remember anything anymore. They're that old.
Listen, I'm going to buy you the new Dokken album. We're going to go to the Sam Goody, and then you let me bury my face in your not yet formed boobs. How's that sound?
There you go.
Yeah.
No good?
Yeah,
I'm a district attorney. It's okay.
All right.
Yeah. And if it's not, nobody will believe you.
There's only one person I know. Yeah, there's one person I know in comedy who think I've heard stories and believe
really
did nefarious things.
Oh, gross.
Really, from a comic. That's odd.
No, but that type of gross and nefarious things.
Ew.
Like sexual, yeah.
That's creepy.
Gross, yeah, creep. Yeah.
Fortunately, he's not famous.
Let's keep it that way.
All right. Subject, I'm going to take actions.
What a terrible segue.
Well, it's like she's planning on multitasking today.
Yeah.
Scammer Melvin Santos. You are a coward because you cannot face the mess media.
Ah!
Okay. What? Media. Nobody's been that excited to hear about the media in years.
Well, no. right. No, he just got stoked because, it's, you know.
I got something.
Yes. Cannot face the mess media replying to his question. You called
me.
Bastard. Bastard.
Bastard.
That would make now you should be a bitch.
I think you are a
fucking asshole.
A fucking liar.
Joe, for the fucking asshole.
Fucking asshole. Uh-huh. That could have been a category.
Yeah. And this is why you were scared to face the reality.
No, I picked fucking asshole. I was all right. Oh, sorry.
You do not reply to me because I asked where my funds are. You asked that fake bank lawyer, and I never get fucking funds. He asked
me
to pay for at least $5,000 because I have the payment record. Then Jennifer Green scammed
me
out of $1,500. I never see any funds. You are the big one behind all of this.
You're the big one.
You are a
fucking liar.
Yeah, fucking scammer.
Joe, fucking liar.
Uh-huh. Wow. Isolate that.
As well as a scammer.
Joe, fucking liar.
It was a compound accusation. So you are a fucking liar as well as a scammer. So
oh, nice.
It is easy because one specialist from UN can withdraw a case and do funds transfer, can he? That is real funds transfer. No, it's not. You ask the victims to pay, but never do funds transfer. You are a fucking criminal. Shame on you. I don't think she knows how this works yet.
No, no.
Subject, return the fucking money to the victims.
Nice.
Part one.
To all scammers.
Da, 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 da. Proclamation.
Royal proclamation from Ann Jackson. To all fucking scammers.
Hear ye.
Mr. Davin.
Oh, one.
Is a witness because I do not hide anything. Those mails are sent by all of you scammers. You all cheat on my money and held my money. You choke them and make my life useless. This is
me!
Who's going to fight for the truth? I will send all the info out, and you will have nowhere to go. You cheat on my money. Not seeing other money.
Oh,
yeah. But she's using all the ones we've picked.
I know. I almost used
it. I think
that.
She's taunting us.
I know.
She's
taunting me.
Us. Daunting me.
You cheat on my money and other victims' money. This is fucking scam and fraud. You lied to
me,
saying you could bring the money back to the victims. Victim P paid $90,000. I hope that's one too many zeros.
Oh, my God. I hope that's yen.
No, it's U.S. dollars.
Oh, my God.
And I paid at least $80,000.
Ooh.
I never get fucking Penny back. And I asked and Penny won't come back.
That bitch.
Inspector Gadget just keeps her.
But if you did, it would be $89,999.99.
Very good. Look, he does math.
I did math. In my head, even.
This is the true scam cases. You will deserve the punishment. James H. Miller, you will go to jail very soon. I swear it to you to let you get arrested. And Brown Cotton, too. All of you will get arrested. Fuck you, assholes. You cheat on my money, $20,000. Shame on you. You demand to leave U.S. Army. Why do I need to pay for it? Parker Green is a fucking scammer. Shame on you. You are online. You are hiding. Soldiers have no time to be online. She fucking listening. Mm. You are assholes. All of you.
Sounds like a meeting.
Jennifer got Jennifer got hit again. She got hit by cars many times. It's scam. Scam. Criminal. She's
Jennifer
getting it.
Got hit again.
Just backing over the bitch. Yeah. Finally gets out of the hospital. There's a car waiting for her. Like that's what is that movie? Christine? Is that the one?
Yeah, Christine. Yeah, the GPS just shows the car going frontwards, backwards, frontwards.
Just fucking Jennifer trying to crawl away.
Funny.
So it seems like she's listening.
Yeah. Well, she's understanding how ludicrous that is, at least.
Mr. Davin.
Oh, two.
I sent mail to report Melvin Santos. I have no idea if they will reply to
me.
And then this is from site administrator mailings at the UNFoundation.org, which is a charity thing.
Mm-hmm.
To whom it may concern. And this is her. UN Secretary Melvin Santos. Oh, she's writing to them.
Oh.
UN Secretary Melvin Santos scammed
me.
Money. This is Ann Jackson, going by the name of Ann Jackson, because I'm freaking. Yeah. Fighting against international scam. UN Secretary Melvin Santos sent me.
Hold on one second. This is Ann Jackson, going by the name of Ann Jackson. What is it? Fighting against the
international
scam. Can you see her standing
on the moon like the Superman moon. Did?
With her cape fluttering in the non-wind.
It could happen.
It could.
Yeah, if Superman was standing on the moon, why was his cape blowing?
Exactly.
It's windy
thank
up
you.
There.
No.
Yeah, no, it's not.
He fought it.
Oh, that's why.
It's windy up there. There's a warm, foul wind on the moon.
So that's why it looks like cheese. It smells like cheese.
Your moon smells like ass.
that's why they say call them, show them your moon.
That's right. Write that down.
Your moon smells like ass.
So we get something better. It most certainly does. UN Secretary Melvin Santos sent
me
mail saying he would grant funds to
me.
Because I am a big victim. Got hit by international scam.
I am the biggest victim ever.
As well as a murder case. She stole this fucking Jimmy Jones murder case.
Oh, yeah.
Kindly read the blog I post. There are some mail sent by Melvin Santos. I did pay the money, and I never get any money back. This is scam, and she sends an attachment to
That's
her blog.
That's the way it works.
Yes, Joe.
You pay money, it never sees it again.
Here's the video I made because it is the true scam case, and they scammed me totally out of $100,000. It's really going up tonight.
Yeah, really.
Please kindly do justice for the victims and arrest the scammers. Thank you for your kind attention, Ann Jackson. And here's another letter to them. To whom it may concern, this is Ann Jackson, going by the name of Ann Jackson. Fighting against international scam, got involved in terror activities, money mule, money laundering, and so on. Please watch my video channel. Anything for a plug.
I know, really. First thing she's doing is going, more for me.
I am a big victim, maybe too much rice. And this is why I'm here fighting for this true scam. I got scammed and I lost totally $100,000.
Wow.
UN Secretary Melvin Santos promised me to arrest the scammers, but the truth is that he also scammed me out of $4,500.
You know what this reminds me of? I remember in Fast Times at Ridgemont High, Phoebe Cates would always be writing to her boyfriend.
Oh, yeah.
And so this is Jennifer Jason Leigh once. She goes, and in this one, I call him an asshole.
Yes. You're so immature.
That's what Ann Jackson reminds me of.
And in this one, I call him an asshole.
And this one, I call him an asshole.
That's so true.
This is why I want to report him. Please see the true scam case of the video and his mails from my blog. More links. He works with Interpol, Eric Bohr, and IC3 Brown Cotton to scam
me.
Money. Please kindly contact
me.
SAP, thank you for your attention. And then they sent her a thank you for an email. Please be advised that we will respond to you shortly because it should never.
Oh my God! Can you imagine?
I respond. I go. This is a charity, not the United Nations. I've told her this before.
And I love when he comes back into picture. He's like, "What are you doing?
Yeah,
what are you doing? Yeah. It's like he's like walking on the battlefield after the battle.
It's like what?
I need a statue, Joe.
Yeah.
A statue to my observations.
Yes.
And then you see Joe roping it and tearing it down.
No, no,
first
won't.
One.
No,
it's
I'll
part
it
of history.
I'll leave it there. Yes, yes.
Give it context. A talking point. I got some things to tell you. Subject. They are real mafias and fucking liars.
Who's she writing that to?
Mr. Devin!
Oh, there we go. Three.
I finally found out that they are mafias. These people are fucking assholes. Please read the conversations and see their real nature fucking criminals. I will do unrest report to all the authorities to arrest them. Try to read them and you can find how wicked they are. Number one, we have a list.
Oh, good.
James H. Miller is a captain and he wanted to arrest me.
Me.
He wanted to send his boys to kidnap
me. Me.
Fucking lies. I said it before and I'll say it again. I need boys.
You have boys.
You're not going to get the clips up on time. I'm going to send my boys.
Uh-oh.
Joe, where's that blog? The boys are on their way.
Oh, not the boys.
The boys. Wait, the boys are back
wait,
in jail.
You're sending the boys?
Not those. No. They'll have nothing to do with you. Unless you're enthusiastic.
Yes. That wins the day.
Enthusiasm wins the day.
Yes.
And unconsciousness. Anyway, number two. Brown Cotton want to bring gold bars to
me.
But never. It is lies. Number three. Eric Bohr want to sell gold bars, but he asked
me
to pay and pay. Eric Bohr never sells the gold bars. So gold bar is a real scam case. She's getting the shit now.
Yeah, good.
Yeah, for how long?
Yeah.
Very long.
You go another three pages, back to business as usual.
Right.
According to the info from Green, Brown Cotton, Brown Cotton committed suicide.
What?
Really?
That's new.
That is brand new.
Yeah. This is lies. He's alive, hiding somewhere, scamming other three victims. They lie.
Of course he is. He's not real.
Oh, my God.
They choke the victim's money. They are fucking scammers. Number six. He asked the victims to pay for the fees to his agent called David Moore, and this David Moore called victim A before. So, I guess just do that tonight, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I got to be up early tomorrow.
Okay. But that, okay. I'm surprised that they killed off another character.
Well, not according to Anne, they didn't. She ain't buying that
No, I know, but if they're saying that the
and Jennifer keeps
dead.
On getting run over by cars.
It's just like the coyote.
Bitch, stay out of the road!
This scamming is not easy. It's a dangerous business.
It is.
You kill yourself, you wind up in jail, cars are looking to hit you.
A lot of traveling, too.
That's why they need all this money.
Yeah, of course. It's cars and airfare.
And funerals. And funerals and hospital. Yeah,
and medicines.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, some real...
A lot of overhead in this scam.
We've had the wrong approach. We've been focusing on the victims. Let's focus on the scammers who are the real victims.
Right.
Oh, yes, poor babies.
Yes. Because, a lot of tragedy befalls them.
Speaking of tragedy.
Yes.
Three Mr. Davins. Nobody guessed that. I said two. Joe's girl said two. You said four, Joe. Mess Media, I'm the only one who got that one right. And No Big Shit. The only one who got that right was Joe's girl.
Huh.
So
once again, nobody wins.
Yeah, nobody wins.
Oh, well.
Nobody ever wins.
Tower of Energy is an energy solutions consulting company that specializes in residential and commercial lighting solutions. Run by a 15-year lighting professional who can guide you through the world of architectural-grade, environmentally friendly lighting for your home or commercial property. Tower of Energy is on the cutting edge of today's lighting technology. You can find them on Facebook by searching Tower of Energy, LLC.
If you're in the mood for great Italian food, then you need to go to Francesco's in Woodland Park, New Jersey. Chef owner Frank Giancarelli cooks authentic Italian cuisine made with the freshest ingredients and panache that will make Francesco's your place to go with friends and family. The restaurant has a Mediterranean decor done in a non-pretentious way. It feels cozy and intimate, yet it's still elegant. Francesco's even has a private party room where you can host family get-togethers and corporate functions. Francesco's features off-site catering as well. Stop by Francesco's for lunch or dinner at 568 McBride Avenue in Woodland Park, New Jersey, or give them a call at 973-925-1100. You can even go to their website at francescos-restaurant.com.
Portobello is Bergen County, New Jersey's most exclusive fine dining Italian restaurant. The Tuscan villa setting will make you feel like you've been transported to the old country. Every dish is prepared with care and attention to detail, and the Portobello chefs are happy to cater to any dietary need, thus ensuring every visit is not just a meal, but an experience. Portobello is open for lunch and dinner Monday through Saturday, and on Sunday, Portobello features a sumptuous brunch in addition to their dinner menu, which is available all day. Friday and Saturday nights, Portobello features live entertainment starting at 9 p.m. Portobello Banquets, it's your destination for that special event, such as a Sweet 16, wedding, office party, or anything that has to impress. Their professional staff will ensure that your event will not be just an occasion, but a memory.
Portobello Banquets also hosts the popular comedy nights throughout the year, which are produced by side-splitting productions owner Davins of Davins Dan. Keep posted. We have one coming up soon, and we'll let you know.
January 19th.
Thank you so much. Who'll be in the show?
Well, keep posting. We'll keep you posted.
Very good. Experience all the Portobello has to offer. 175 Ramapo Valley Road in Oakland, New Jersey. Learn more. Call them. 201-337-8990. That's 201-337-8990. Or visit their website, portobellonj.com. You deserve the best, and you deserve Portobello.
Sometimes you feel like a slice. Sometimes you need much more. A quick bite or a feast befitting San Gennaro. Jen Corelli's Pizza and Restaurant is the place to go when you want to manja. Jen Corelli's in Hamburg, New Jersey, features a wide variety of pizzas, including gluten-free pizza, as well as fresh seafood, succulent meats, delicious desserts, and much more. Jen Corelli's is just like that great pizza parlor you grew up with. Eat in, take out, have it delivered, or have them cater your party or special event. See their complete menu on their website, www.jencorellispizzanj.com. That's www.jencorellispizzanj.com. Or call them at 973-823-9400. When you eat with Jen Corelli's Pizza and Restaurant at 10 Vernon Avenue in Hamburg, New Jersey, you get wonderful food prepared by a great staff. Old world taste at a reasonable price. Nona can't always cook for you, so on those nights when she can't, make her proud and eat at Jen Corelli's.
Size Splitting Productions, all your entertainment needs. We are hiring comedians for private Christmas parties, so give us a call. 551-404-3094, sidesplittingproductions.com. Pip?
Hey, you should listen to Mr. Helix's radio show on HudsonRiverRadio.com every weekday from 3 to 6 p.m. It's HudsonRiverRadio.com.
HudsonRiverRadio.com. Is that how it goes?
I have no idea.
Do they have a jingle?
I don't know. I don't really
think
so. I think we did.
Hope we get a fee for that.
Yeah, we'll get a great revenue stream from that.
I'm sure we will. Hudson River Radio and the Revenue Stream. That'd be a good name for a band. Like, if you're like, that's what Punky should be going out as. Like, what's his name? Punky Brooks? Punky Wings?
Punky Meadows.
Punky Meadows and the Revenue Stream.
that's some kind of stream.
He don't talk.
Hey, when you're Punky Meadows, you don't need to, mister.
Apparently, yeah, in that world.
You should get so big where you don't have to talk. I look forward to that day.
As Pip, all night long, I'm walking around going, he don't talk.
He kept saying that. It was very funny.
He don't talk.
I wish nothing but that type of success for you. How come Joe don't talk anyway? He's very successful, and we're all happy for him.
It's what John put it. It's a mystery. He wants to be a mystery.
Does he? Was he like the poor man's prince?
Believe me, I was like, ugh, myself. So
wants to be a mystery.
Yeah. No, and come on, tell me, those guitar solos were nothing special, were they?
Keyboard player was really good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, the band was not bad.
No, the band was, the songs were pretty good. I like some of the tunes.
I wish that the sound guy wasn't so miserable because we could have been able to hear the singers.
The sound guy was awful. He was horrible. He was horrible the last time we were there.
Much echo on the singing.
He has not a clue of what he's doing.
No.
I don't even know how he keeps that gig.
Probably has pictures of somebody.
He got them off of the internet.
Probably what happened.
# naked.
Yeah.
Where are you going to be, Joe?
I'm going to be at the Brokerage on Sunday. It's going to be a 7:30 show. Go to thebrokerage.com for tickets and information.
Wednesday, November 15th, I'll be at Broadway Comedy Club in New York, New York. For tickets, call 212-757-2323. Lots of city stuff this week for me.
Cool.
Big city nights. Yep. That's it. I don't want to do no more.
We're done here. Move along.
There's nothing to hear here.
Nothing to see here, folks.
Thank you guys for listening, though. Appreciate
it.
Yeah,
really.
If you like us, tell a friend. If you hate us,
tell no one.
And go fuck yourself. Either way, keep on listening.
Bye.